Three Rivers Public Health here with us. I'll let you, you want to introduce Sarah this morning?
Yes, Sarah is here, and you are the, I wrote it down.
Oh, community health
educator. Yeah, one of the community health educators,
Yes. Yeah, and here to remind us again about this month, special month.
Yeah, so January is National Radon Action Month, and so radon, I know a lot of people hear about it, some people might not know what it is, so radon is a naturally occurring odorless radioactive gas that is in the soil and rocks. And so places, especially basements, usually have the highest levels. And Nebraska is actually the third state in the country, or like we have the third highest risk level in Nebraska for having high radon levels, especially in the eastern third of Nebraska, because there's a layer of rock that's closer to the surface. The surface. So Governor Pillen wants to push awareness of this issue because radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Oh dear.
And it's entirely preventable. So that's just something that we're really trying to get in the forefront of people's minds because they may not think about it all the time.
Yeah. No, it is. In Nebraska especially, we need reminders. Matter of fact, our church this last weekend, the radon detector didn't go off, but the CO2, because the furnace had quit.
Yeah.
So another reminder, have all those batteries replaced and good.
Yeah, a good kind of habit to get into is every time you change the clocks is change batteries in all your smoke detectors and CO2 detectors in your house. That's just kind of a nice way of remembering to do it.
So the radon testing kits still available, right?
Yes, we have radon testing kits available for only $1 at Three Rivers Public Health for people that live in this area, so Dodge, Saunders, and Washington County. They can come in or they can give us a call to pick up a kit, because testing with one of those kits is the only way to detect if there's radon in your home. And it's not just basements that are at risk, it's just any house can trap it in there. So if you don't have a basement or you have like a walkout basement, don't think that you're not at risk as well.
How do they work, Sarah? If I get a kit, what do I do?
That's a good question.
Follow
the instructions on there. And if anyone has questions, they can speak with Katie at Three Rivers Health.
Oh, sure.
And she'll definitely help you out with those kits.
Yeah, that it is. It's something you should do every year, and now's the time to do it this month.
Yeah, why everything's closed up.
Everything's closed up, and we're not really getting out of the house much, especially with the weather that we've had the past few weeks.
So, but if your home does have radon in it, you don't have to demolish the home. There are things you can do.
Yeah, there's mitigation that can be done, so it's not something where, it's horrible news and you have to get rid of everything. It's just something where, you know, you need to find out if it's a problem in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you can take steps to take care of
it.
Good.
Yeah. Especially if, it's been cold here the last couple of weeks, and some people may have added some insulation to their home.
Yeah.
And made it even more airtight.
Yeah.
Might be a good idea to get a radon testing kit.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And I think that's why, you know, January is the month that the big push is made, because it's colder and people are in their house more, and they're adding more insulation and might not be aware that there's this problem.
Yeah, for sure.
What about, can I change subjects just for a second? COVID, you have COVID test kits,
We still do have free COVID test kits. So they're in our lobby at the Three Rivers Public Health Department. Each family can get 3 boxes, and each box has 2 tests. So each family can get 6 tests for free. And these are ones as well that had that extension on the expiration date given to them.
Okay.
And so we have information on those, you know, extended expiration dates in the lobby. And anyone can come in and they just grab 3 boxes and they're absolutely free.
Wonderful. Nice.
That's good.
Nice.
Still making the rounds, are you hearing?
Yeah, we're still hearing that. And then actually that's a great kind of segue into another thing I wanted to talk about. So we have now started doing RSV vaccines for adults 60 and up. So people typically just think RSV with babies and younger children, but it's also an issue with adults over age of 60, especially if they have some sort of they're immunocompromised. So
COPD or something.
Yeah, COPD, yeah. Any kind of like that, you're at much higher risk of contracting RSV. And so, we're now offering those RSV vaccines for adults 60 and up.
Okay.
And does insurance, you turn your insurance in? Or?
Insurance will cover those, yes. So it's private stock. And then it's also still not too late to get your flu shot, because January, we're like in the peak of flu season, so you can still come in and get your flu shots as well.
Have you seen how the numbers are here with flu, or do you have any information on that?
I don't have those current numbers. Okay. I know we get them. It's not anything where we're raising a big concern okay. over mm-hmm. things of high numbers. I know there have been some higher numbers kind of in younger people, like kiddos. That's, you know, we're just trying to get the word out that it's absolutely not too late to get your flu shot.
Well, mm-hmm. that's good news to hear.
Yeah, I got mine a while back.
Yeah, so yeah.
I think probably, October.
You don't want to be a freak about it and get another one, right?
yeah. You don't need those. To get another one. Yeah, thankfully. Yeah, they're good for
asking
the flu season.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, asking for a friend.
Sarah, thank you. Anything else? You.
I think that's it right now. You know, February we'll be getting into kind of pushing our dental program, the Bright Smile. So we'll have more on that in February because we've got some exciting news about that.
Yeah,
I won't give away the secret. So you'll find out more about that in February.
Good deal. ThreeRiversPublicHealth.org on the web is the best place to go. But remember, radon kits, $1.
Yeah.
Yeah.